Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
It's the Vinny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Benny Randall
Show.
Right, you know we in here, right? It's about to get real serious. Before we get this started, I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. And if you want to learn more about me, you can go to BennyRandall.com, all right? Or make sure you download the app in the App Store or in the Android store. It's free, baby. And all you gotta do is download it so you can hear more of me and some of the amazing shows that roll over here on Bashani Radio app, okay? I miss you. Live from New York City. The weather's hot. It's hot. I'm hot. And this is gonna be a hot show right here, right? So just get that drink that you want to get and everything that's hot. And we got an extraordinary guest on here, okay? Very special young lady that we are welcoming to the family. Her name is Candace L. She's an extraordinary host, and I'm not going to even tell you a whole lot about her. I think she's the type of individual that has to be experienced. But if I had to break it down, I would say she's like the Bobby Brown tenderoni muse, with the confidence level of Maxine Waters, Whitley Gibbard, Laura Charles, and Kung Fu Joe. She's the 90s R&B vibe, very opinionated, with profoundly dope things to say. As she likes to say, I am magic. Candace, how you doing? And welcome to the Benny Randall Show.
Hey, Benny. I am wonderful. I am so wonderful. And that intro could not be any better, for I am Black Girl Magic personified. So hello to all my new family members and my new friends.
There it is. It's just me, you, and about 3 million people. So you feel free to say whatever you want to say. That's how it's going down right here on the Benny Randall Show. Candace. One thing about you, you said in that opening, is you are very opinionated. Tell my listeners a little bit about you and how you get to this point that you like to speak your mind and you really don't care what nobody thinks.
You know, it just goes back to my confidence level. We all have opinions, whether they're factually based or our different ideologies. And just with my confidence, I stand 10 toes down. I say what I mean. I mean what I say. I am very opinionated, whether it's from parenthood to religion to motherhood to relationships and to professionalism.
Very, very powerful. So speaking of that and relationships, let's start off right there then. I just want to let you know that Candace will be bringing a new powerful show called Candace Chronicles. And I tell you, it's a show you don't want to miss. So I want to be the first one to introduce her to our Bashani family around the world and global. So let me ask you this question, Candace. Relationships. We're in the digital world right now, okay? And, you know, people are swiping left and swiping right. Okay.
Right.
That's how they're meeting people nowadays. Nobody's even saying hello, you know, with all the masks and the coronavirus and all these things going around. Nobody's even saying hello no more. They're just swiping left, swiping right, and meeting up and beating up and eating up, whatever it is. What is your thoughts on this digital dating, as I call it nowadays?
So let me tell you my thoughts about digital dating. I think that it's great. I think it's great because it's convenient. If you're a person that is extremely busy, it takes nothing for you throughout the day to hop on an app to swipe left or to swipe right. Where I feel it gets a little bit murky is, number one, people don't know themselves to know what they're really looking for. People don't have the honesty to say what they're really looking for. And to your point, because we are in this digital age, people don't even have conversations anymore to get to know the people that they're dipping and diving, shucking and diving with.
That's my opinion. I promise you, I feel like I'm in church and the pastor just dropped it down. I promise you.
But go ahead and write me a tithe check because I will take it.
I'm just send it on over here. I got you. No problem. So do you think the digital dating scene has hurt or helped how people meet each other?
Oh, gosh. Such the conundrum. I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's hurt us in the sense of social skills. People don't have the social skills and the etiquette and the time to get to know and invest in a person, because essentially on the superficial level, you're window shopping. So in that way, I think that it has hurt us. However, for me, I know when I look at it, I think that it's a positive. Why? Because I'm a mother. I'm a businesswoman. I'm involved in civic organizations. I'm busy. So I'm not out in the streets because I got things to do. So if I could just pick up my app, do a little window shopping for the day and see who I match with, that's great. However, you got to set the tone. You got to set the foundation and know exactly what you're looking for and still do it with purpose.
Now, I think that was real clever how she said that. If I can pick up the app and I can window shop and...
I'm just being real. It's the most superficial thing ever. What does this person's profile and picture speak to me? And do I want to connect or do I not?
Oh my goodness.
But I tell you what, ladies, I could do a whole day of swiping left on other people's raggedy sons.
Oh no, you didn't. She just called y'all out. She said she on y'all are raggedy pictures. Yeah, that she ain't even call your picture. I ain't heard that word in a long time. You can tell she's a 90s baby. She say just click a left on y'all raggedy pictures. I didn't even know the picture could be raggedy, but yeah. Okay.
Picture speak. So be thoughtful if you're out there in these digital streets.
Oh no, you didn't. She say these digital streets. Yo, you better watch out. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. So let me ask you something. Do you think because we're in this digital world and people are swiping left and they're meeting up in such a way where it's quick, fast, and in a hurry, you know, almost like microwave dating, do you think it's part of why there has been so many relationships not working and why so many people now they're so quick to get divorced versus, you know, staying together? Because I know, like, coming up and watching my mom and dad, they stayed together until he died. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Regardless of whatever it is. Now, people can, you know, just like Bill Gates just recently, he married almost 27 years, and now they decide to go their part ways, you know, and they got all the money in the world. So it's definitely not a money thing. So it has to be a people thing. What is your thoughts, Candace?
Well, my thoughts, like you, I am a product of parents who are still together, but not only are they together, they are happily together going on 40 years. Mm. And one of the keys to what they said to their foundation was friendship. Now, granted, back in the late 70s and 80s, they did not have to worry about this digital age, which means that they were purposeful and intentional when encountering each other. But guess what they did? They spent a lot of time talking. Talking, not texting, but talking. And so what I think is happening is, to your point, this microwave, yes, we can quickly meet somebody. Dating apps has made it convenient, but we have no real depth and we have no real foundation. We need to be like bamboo trees when it comes to relationships. They grow down first before they grow up. Ooh. And what people aren't doing, they're not growing down.
Well, y'all heard it first right here on the Benny Randall Show. Candace said that roots grow down first before they grow up. So therefore, creating a stable foundation. Is that where we're going, Miss Candace?
Absolutely.
Ooh, you on fire tonight. You just coming in hot right now. Hold on. I'm feeling something coming on right now. Hold on. Here you go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yo, hey, Candace, hey, it's hey, your birthday. Hey, she coming hey, hot hey. Just like your birthday. Let's stop up in here and keep on the show. you know what, Candace, what I think is, an important point that you hit. And I think that is communication. A lot of people don't talk to each other. You know, how many times you see people arguing with each other on the phone and then they're texting on the phone. They mad at each other. The person call them and they don't even pick up, but they continue texting.
Exactly.
People don't even have that human contact. How important is communication when it comes to relationships in these times?
Absolutely. And you know, another thing, I'm going to have to call out my ladies for a second. I have to call them out.
Go ahead. I want to hear this.
Because my sisters have created this thing about, oh, he's so thirsty. But what they're missing is a man should pursue. But because you now call pursuit thirsty, they don't want to do that. So then what happens is we create these pseudo rules about how we should communicate. Maybe I shouldn't call her every day. Maybe I should call her every 3 days because I don't want to be thirsty. I don't want to get put on blast about liking her too much, because then that's another problem with us. We're too afraid to like and we don't know how to be liked, but that's another topic. So then what happens is brothers don't want to be thirsty. Sisters are telling them they're thirsty. They're not talking much. They don't have the communication. And then when you do have the communication, too many people are listening to speak instead of listening to understand. So then there lies the problem.
Wow, that's fire. Say that last line. People are speaking to listen but not understand. Is that what you just said?
I said the problem with communication is people are listening in order to speak and respond versus listening to understand.
Yo, this is getting hot right here on the Benny Randall Show. Just in case y'all don't know, we speaking to Candace Chronicles. Now you see why you got to listen to her show. Every Saturday it's going to be coming on, and I'm telling you, this girl is fire. She don't care what you think. She don't care how you feel, but she going to talk to you and keep it real. You see how she just pulled out the ladies? I'm sure she's coming for the mans. But just in case you just joining us, you are listening to The Benny Randall Show, and we'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you being here. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And we are speaking to Candace L., a.k.a. Candace Chronicles. And I'm going to tell you, she's fire. She's fire and she's fire. And she's just dropping it like y'all never heard it before. You know, we were talking about communication before we left out of here, Candace. And you know what I like about how you bringing it forth. I like that, you are keeping it 1,000. You hear me?
Yeah.
You are keeping it 1,000. And I think it's things that people don't like to talk about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because people are always looking for someone else to blame of why something didn't work. Or they want to be the first one to say, I left him or I left her, you know, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. Why do you think technology, and I'm glad we're talking about these digital streets here. What do you think technology has somehow watered down what it means to be in long lasting, healthy relationships?
I do. I think what people have missed with technology, I think technology is absolutely wonderful. However, technology should be like a condiment to a meal. It should be like mustard. It should be like ketchup. Technology should not be the whole meal. And I'll give you an example. If you're in a relationship, you guys should be talking on the phone to one another more than you text, whether that's face to face or audibly. A text should be the condiment to the relationship. Hey, I'm almost there. Hey, I was just thinking about you. Hey, I want to grab tickets. Hey, I just booked us a table. Hey, I just booked us a flight. All of that. Or if words or affirmation are your person's love language, absolutely. Use text messages to throughout the day because we're busy. Working professionals or whatever we're into, we're busy. So it should be an addition to the healthy foundation of the relationship, not the entire relationship.
All I can tell you, Candace, you just made me hungry. You said ketchup and mustard. I'm just trying to figure out what should I go eat now. Because I'm just messing with you. No. I totally understand what you're saying, and I think that's what's missing in this. You know, I see people often walking down the street, Candace, and it'd be like four in a group, right? And everybody's on their phone. My question is, why are you guys even hanging out if the phone is the priority? You know, they're not even looking where they're going now. You can look on YouTube and see videos of people who are on their phone bumping into cars, bumping into waters, falling into the water, et cetera, because phones.
Right. Well, look at people when they go to concerts. You can't even enjoy the moment and be in sync with the artist with your lyrics. Why? Because you're too busy trying to record them for the gram, trying to record them for Facebook, trying to record them for Twitter, and trying to record it for TikTok. But you're not even really living and being in the moment. Put your phone down.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's the reason why we created Bashani Radio, because we want people to take time to have communication and have conversations that actually mean something. And that's why we're so glad to have you in the family, because now, you know, that's just one more element we can bring that people can have conversations. And people don't realize how disconnected, even though we're more connected, but how disconnected we are as humans. You know, because of what technology allows us to do. Now, don't get it wrong, because see, technology allows us to do this show. You can be in another state, I be in another state, and it's just like we in the same actual room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And allow that communication to be crispy clear. You know what I mean? And so there are the benefits of that, because how else globally would they be able to hear the sexiest voice in America? You know what I mean?
I don't know, Benny. I don't know. Thank God for technology.
You ain't right. So, what do you see happening? You know, as far as relationships go, because I tend to think that the younger generation is on a different wavelength when it comes to longevity of relationships versus where we come from, where, you know, we see our moms and dads have been together for years, or no matter what they go through, they actually talk to each other, or they yell at each other, whatever. But whatever they're doing, they're communicating. They're not texting from the other room. You know what I mean? What advice could you give to some of these young people that are coming up and they think it's okay to date a girl for a month and then disconnect, or date a guy for 2 months and think it's disconnect because, you know, nothing's been, and marriage has almost disappeared. I'm not going to say it almost disappeared. Let's just say that people don't, it doesn't hold the weight with the younger people like I think it held with the older people, you know, the other generations. What's your thoughts?
Well, see, my thoughts, you know, my mind is just, you know, going to and fro right now. And you just conjured up something in me, actually, Benny. We are an extremely smart generation, right? And what I mean by that is, when you start thinking about, Black health, Black mental health is important. Therapy is important. We're getting to that point where we're like, yeah, go to therapy. You have childhood traumas. Well, the generations before us, they weren't thinking along those lines. So what I would say to the young people now is actually take time and invest in getting to know someone, not everyone. Be selective, pick and choose, and get to know who you want to know. But also spend time with yourself before you do that and recognize your traumas, your hangups, your pros and your cons, because we're a smart generation and we've been able to identify that, you know, maybe my upbringing sowed these seeds in me and I need to uproot them before I link up with someone else. And so I think spend time with yourself, be honest with yourself, because whatever you seek is out there. We are all individuals. We have all different type of ideologies and you can find exactly what you want, but it's going to be hard to find if you don't know your truth. So my advice would be spend time with yourself, put technology down, and actually invest in the people around you, invest in getting to know you, and then go from there.
Now, that's very, very powerful. And that's a good transition to my next question, as you were saying, the mental health. Let's talk about that for a little minute, because I want everybody to go listen to your show, because that way you can just lay it down on the ground. Because I'm going to tell you, when she talking, Candace is the type of host that can talk to herself for days. Okay. And you don't even have to say nothing. You can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Okay. So she's that type of host that can just talk. So you'll see when you get to listen to her show, Candace Chronicles, AKA Candace L. But she's the type of individual that you can hear her bubbly spirit. She can basically talk to herself for years. And it's just like that. And she don't really need nobody else because she don't really care what y'all think anyway. But that's another point.
don't spill all the tea, Benny. Don't spill all the tea.
All right. So let's move up. Let's talk about mental health, though, because honestly, during this pandemic and everything that's been going on during the pandemic, and there's, you know, people have realized how much they had gotten away from slowing down and smelling the roses. And then I think a lot of people didn't realize how much time they really spend away from each other with their daily activities, like going to work, coming from work, you know, out with the kids, you know, things like that. And I think it has shown another part of the world that of their lifestyles that they had forgotten about. And the pandemic has pretty much, you know, made them look at it in a different perspective. What is your thoughts on that and what the pandemic did with everybody being on lockdown for a period of time?
Well, the pandemic was definitely eye-opening for everyone across the spectrum. I personally hate all the tragedy that happened during the pandemic. However, I appreciate it personally, the slowdown, because when a lot of times you're moving too fast, there are certain things that you just don't pay attention to. That is whether you are spending too much time in your career. Because understand, shout out to all my professionals. If you resign tomorrow, they will replace you quickly and in a hurry. So take all your PTO, take your mental health days, take everything you need, because you are replaceable to a corporation. But also when it came to relationships, I think people realize how disconnected they are. When it came to parenthood, I think people realize how disconnected they are. And then people that were in relationships, I think that because they were going through the motions of day-to-day life, they may not have realized how dysfunctional or one-sided some marriages or friendships were. So from the pandemic, I think that the good that came out for a lot of people was the slowdown, because we all mentally needed a break. We mentally needed a pause.
That was very powerful. Let me ask you something. What did you learn about yourself during the pandemic? And your and how did you keep
it?
She's like, hold up. That wasn't on the agenda right there. Didn't nobody tell me about that.
No, it's good, because I'm pretty sure somebody is going to be able to identify with me. And this is going to be some realness for you.
It is. Go ahead.
I realized how much of a giver I was. Okay. So I realized that, hey, my phone doesn't ring for me as much as I was calling out prior to the pandemic. I realized how one-sided some relationships and friendships were. I realized how in such high regard I held my career. I realized how busy I was, and I really didn't even want to be busy, so I appreciated the reprieve. I also realized how tired I was and didn't even realize it when I was going through the motions pre the pandemic. I'm pretty sure a lot of people can relate. I know I had some hurt feelings during the pandemic, because I'm like, people not checking up on me, but they always calling me for prayer. They're always calling me to get stuff done. I'm always the one filling everybody's vessel, but when I'm depleted, who was filling me?
Shots fired. Shots fired, ladies and gentlemen. Duck, shots fired.
Very eye-opening. And so then it's like, let's cut ties. This is a good time to cut ties. And then, you know, as the year kept going and the year kept going, you know, we started thinking about New Year's resolutions. And I said, you know what? I'm all about me. I am going to, on purpose, be selfish. And I know all of the people that are givers can identify with that, because you give. But I had to make a decision. I am going to be selfish with me. I am going to sow into me. So coming out of pandemic, I didn't put on 30 to 50 pounds. I was losing. I was getting snatched, skin looking good, hair glowing, I'm glowing. And so I realized that sow into you, because selfish people, they don't care. They really don't. So
you know what? Sometimes you have to be selfish to win, to be honest. You know what I mean?
You do.
You got to give yourself time. You can't, you know, a wise man once told me a while back, Candace, he said that you got to be an excellent giver, but you got to be an excellent receiver also. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? And you have to reward yourself when you have your big wins. Me personally, Candace, every 30 days I reward myself. Okay. In fact, I probably reward myself too much. Damn it. I reward myself even when I ain't doing nothing. I'd be like, it's time for you to go to the spa. It's time for you to jump on the Clearport and just go somewhere. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And so if you're a giver, my advice, you know, some things I have to do. Man, put your do not disturb on your phone. Have your phone shut down. Put on your calendar if you want to treat yourself. Put it on your calendar and treat yourself like a standing appointment. So that was extremely, extremely eye-opening for me.
That's very, very powerful. And I hope somebody got that message out there, because I think what you just spoke about, I think a lot of people experienced that. They just may not be able to verbalize it like you just did. And I think that's important as we go into, because we're in a time where mental health has just deteriorated, you know, like, you know, you know, especially with the kids being out of school and not going to school physically, you know what I mean? Even they've had their ups and downs, you know, with that. So what are some tips that you can give people to keep a healthy mental health going on?
So what helps me is you have to have some form of outlet, and you have to figure out what allows you to de-stress. So for me, hiking, going on extended walks, journaling, if you're into music, do that. If you just like silence, you will be surprised how much noise is around you day to day. And sometimes you just need to sit in silence. go to bed early. What you staying up late for? Go to bed. like, what are you staying up late for? Seriously, go to bed. Drink your water. Like, we joke about it all the time, but drink your water. And seriously, get some physical activity in. And for my people, I do want to say that, you know, get your levels checked. If we talk about medical stuff, get your levels checked and make sure, because during the pandemic, many of us did not get a lot of vitamin D because we were quarantined. Get your levels checked, because low vitamin D could lead to fatigue. It could lead to irritability. It could lead to mild forms of depression. So get your levels checked. Make sure you're getting vitamin D. And for you, it could be as simple as getting out in the sun 15 to 20 minutes a day. So those are the things that I think will perk people up, as well as those of you who are comfortable going back out. Believe it or not, connectedness with others, that gives you energy and that gives you life.
Now, that's a very good recipe for staying healthy. Me, instead, I got out and I still did martial arts with my kids. I make sure that I get an exercise every single day, because I'm telling you, them pounds will just sneak up on you like y'all playing hide and go seek. You'll be sitting up there and be like, hey, what you doing, love handle? Hey, what you doing? Oh, my leg got a little bit bigger. You know, there's a little bit more junk in my trunk, and I know I closed the trunk. You know what I mean?
Yes. So. And don't fall into the trap of buying bigger clothes. Go work out.
Yeah, there it is. You know what I mean? Toss them. Oh, I bought a big size. No, you didn't. You bought a size that you can fit. You better work it out. You know what I mean? Because when you coming in the summer, you need to come in hot.
You know I don't do the most, but I do a lot.
We'll be right back.
I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in.
And we'll be right back after this message. Cause I'm coming in hot, baby. Show your eye. Woo woo!
Been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners, plus streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice.
I bet you won't. 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 We with Candace. I bet you won't.
Hey.
I tell you, we coming close to the end. We were supposed to be shorter, but I know Candace not run her mouth, so I just kept talking. You know what I mean? Before she even realized how far we had gone. You know what I mean? We just got a few more questions, Candace, because I just want to introduce you to the entire world globally so that they can be ready when your show drops next Saturday. And that is on the 19th of June. So I just want them to give you a feel of, you know, how you coming through. You coming through hot, just like this song said. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
She's coming through hot. There it is. So, you know what I thought was very interesting? How on point you talked about mental health, you know, of all people. But I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What about the mental health of the people that look like us? Have you seen something different about that?
So we know I'm opinionated.
I know you are. Say your thing. And before she even talks, it don't even matter. The opinions expressed here are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio, our sponsors, or our advertisers. You go ahead, Candace.
And if my employer listening, this has nothing to do with them either. It's all me. It's all me, baby. So listen.
There it is.
Black people have had, let's start here. The world has had a traumatic year. But black people have definitely had a traumatic year. And it crossed my mind as we were going through 2020. I said, I really think Black people suffer many times from post-traumatic stress disorder, and we don't even realize it. That's all of us. That's all of us. I think that from the corporate world, we're trying to fit in. Do you know how hard it is to try to have to fit in and make sure you're speaking properly and making sure you're on point because you want them to hire other people that look like you? So, you know, you have to be amazing because if not, they think we're monolithic and nobody else may get a shot. And then when you see people that look like you, that look like your son, your mother, your cousin, your auntie, your brother, and your father, being murdered globally and everybody seeing it, that does something to you because you identify with the people that are before you because they look like family members. So I think a lot of times we're walking around stressed and we're carrying a lot of burdens, more so than our counterparts and our colleagues. And we're suffering from stress and we're not taking our mental health days. We're not taking our PTO because we were raised on being 10 times better than everybody else in order to get a seat at the table. And so what I would encourage anybody, especially those of you who have health insurance, check and look and see if you get sessions with a therapist, use your EAP program at work. It's okay. It's okay. Because you may be suffering from things subconsciously that you don't even realize. So especially my sisters. Why? Because we're women, right? So we know that there are gender issues. And then you're a Black woman, so we know that there is racial inequity. So yeah, I think that we suffer a lot without even knowing it, and we carry a lot of pressures on ourselves wanting to be the talented 10th and wanting to do better so we can open doors for others, but they're not permanently closed to people that look like us.
No, that was very, very powerful. I got to give you props on that. That was very, very powerful.
Thank you.
You speak so eloquently. You know what I mean? So I like when I'm speaking to you because I actually learn and I be taking notes, you know, because I could tell you, you know, when you said that part about speaking right, I'd be like, well, she wouldn't talk about me because I damn sure can't speak right. So, you know what I mean? I think the beauty of life is that when you don't have no choices, you begin to shine in what you was born with. And that's what establishes who I am. And I think the most important thing I've ever learned about myself, especially on my journey to success and getting here, what I've learned, Candace, is the moment I didn't give a damn of what somebody thought about me is when I began to hear freedom, and have as much success as I want. Let me ask you, when did you stop giving a damn about what other people thought about you?
Man, I think it's been an ongoing journey. I come from a family where my father was in the military. So at a young age, I was able to see the world. And a lot of the traumatic things that Black people experience, I didn't experience until I moved to the States. So I think from a young age, I have been building that platform of not caring. A lot of it started at home. You know, my family, these are our standards. This is how we move. This is how we operate. And then also, I'm a believer. So I stand on the word, and that gives me confidence as well. But then, you know, as you get older, and to your point, once you get successes and you're able to accomplish things, that gives you a different type of swag. Because now you know what you've been through, you know what you've seen, and you know what you have overcome. And once you've overcome things, you never really, really have down moments because you've already come before. So that means that you can do it again. So I think that's what gives me confidence. And you have to be comfortable in who you are. And I strive every single day to become the best version of myself. And so I think that just gives me confidence. I am unshakable. And I think with my show. I just want to exude that to everyone. I want to be impactful, and I want everybody, when they encounter me or come under the sound of my voice, to leave differently than when they came on the journey to being the best version of themselves. And I think a lot of us have untapped potential because we're just going through the motions. And I want to be a conduit, similarly to you, Benny, where we're pulling that out of them.
Girl, you preached that thing right there. I don't care what nobody said. You just dropped the mic on that thing right there. Let me ask you this. In becoming your best self, what do you want your legacy to be when you leave this planet? When it's time for you to go back home, what do you want your legacy to be?
I definitely want my legacy to be that she's been here. I want to be impactful enough to know that I've been there. And I actually want to be the person that has changed generations to come. And how do you do that? You get the one person that's before you and the one person next to you, and you sow things into them and you make the light bulb go off. And then they transfer that to their families and they transfer that on. So I want them to know that Candace L. definitely was here. She impacted me when I heard her or I encountered her. And therefore, through her wisdom and her bringing things out of me, she was able to change generations within my household for years to come.
Oh my goodness. I'm writing some notes here down because I'm telling you, you drop it. I feel like I'm in church. So, you know, I ain't open up my thing. I just write it down.
Well, you know, I am the coolest Christian ever.
If that's the case, Pastor, this is what I'm going to do. I'm about to make a confession here. I want you guys to just, this is very, very deep to me. So I want you guys to really, really, come in a little closer to the microphone and wherever you're listening around the world globally. You know, Candace has just brought this out to me. She touched me so much. I'm choking up right now. The job I want to be Siri. But I want to be the sexiest Siri. I'd be like, hey, Siri, where am I going? I don't know. Back that car up and it'll, don't go down that street right there and get it
okay,
right.
Okay, that's what
right.
We really need. That's what we really need. Don't go over there. Especially when you're in a new city. Don't go over there.
Yeah, you know, Siri, where am I coming? You coming in hot. You coming in hot. That's what you're doing right now. All right? I'm just teasing. You know what? So what do you want people to get from your show? What are you planning to bring out, and what do you want people to expect? What do you want people to walk away with?
Well, what I want you to get from my show is I want joy to exude from me over to you. So I want you to leave joyful, no matter what mood that you're in. But I also want that light bulb to go off. I want you to start thinking and start thinking differently. I want you to grab a nugget or grab a piece of wisdom. And I actually want you to implement it into your life or start a conversation with somebody. Start a conversation. That's what it's all about. Start a conversation. I want to be the person that does the ripple in the water in order for each of you to have a conversation, have tough conversations. But I also want you to be self-reflective, because when you're a better you and the best you, you're better for everyone around you.
Candace, let me ask you something real personal. How did you get to this point in your life? What was the turning point where you say, you know, no more, enough is enough, and now you're into your swag? Like, you got your swag in order to have this type. Cause see, I got like super swag, you know what I mean? But I know what I've been through to get here. My question to you: what have you been through that got you here, where you at a swag level that's hard to come by, and it's a swag level that's hard for others to replicate and duplicate? They can imitate, but they can't replicate or duplicate. What happened that caused you to say, enough is enough, damn it, I'm going to do me?
In childhood, grew up in the suburbs. Sometimes I was one of the few that look like me in environment. I was raised with a family culture. We do 10 times better than everyone. So that competitive nature, that gives you just a little bit of swag, especially when you accomplish it. Going on, that was from elementary school all the way through college. Had an incident in college where a professor couldn't believe that I was the only one acing her class. Took an exam. She made me come back 3 weeks later to recite my essays to her because she couldn't understand how I was so smart, essentially.
Wow.
And so faced with that, it was either fight the power or it was either get your degree. I chose to get my degree, but that is a tough, tough pill to swallow. But I carried that on into the corporate sector. I'm in sales. So I learned that some people have that it factor, that je ne sais quoi, that finesse, and everybody else doesn't have it. So guess what? That gave me a little bit of swag. But then personally, I've had a failed relationship. Anybody who has ever been through a divorce, it is like a death, but the other person is still living and breathing. It is tumultuous. It is the worst.
Girl, you
think that
preach.
You will never, ever, never, ever come back from it. But guess what? I came back. I came back.
I
can
you.
Overcome it. Then don't throw kids or a child in the mix because, you know, when you get married, you're supposed to be married forever. You never imagine it failing. So now you have this precious child or children. I don't know if I could do this by myself. This wasn't the plan. So my life is a series of this wasn't the plan. But every time something is not the plan and you overcome, you build those muscles, you build that fortitude, you build that resiliency. So then it gets to the point of what can I not overcome? What can I not do? Because even if I have a failing moment or a low moment, I too then will rise again. Why? Because I've done it over and over and over and over again. So you can't help but have that swag because you start to realize that I didn't fail, but I failed forward. And that is the difference.
You know, I'm so glad I listened to the whole story because I was just about to come at you when you said, well, I grew up in the suburbs. I was like, oh, no, you didn't. You know, I'm thinking you're going to say you grew up in Compton or the hood or whatever. I grew up in the suburbs. I was like, well, what could be bad in the suburbs? I was trying to get there. You know what I mean?
When you're the only one, trust me, those stories. And here's the thing. That's why it's so important to get our stories out there because Black people are not monolithic. We all have different stories. And whether you came from what they call the hood or whether you came from the suburb, we all have faced challenges that we have had to overcome. We've all had things that hurt our feelings on sight. And all of us have built those muscles of fortitude and resilience and to keep moving forward. So that's what it is.
And I have to respect that because I'm gonna tell you, you know, when I was a child, I always dreamed of just living in the suburbs and whatnot. And then I got into the Boy Scouts and I went to we were selling, you know how the Girl Scouts were selling cookies. We were selling candy, you know, to raise for the Boy Scouts. And I went to the suburbs and I knocked on this old lady's door and I heard a little dog. I was like, oh, how cute. And then she opened the door and the Chihuahua jumped out and bit me and I was traumatized. I never wanted to be in the suburbs again. I just ran. I just ran and I just ran like Forrest, run. You know what I mean? But then I realized that was just a moment. That was just a moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I always wanted to be in that suburban thing. And now, you know, years later, I don't even have to be in the suburbs. I own them. So, you know, you better preach, girl, right up in this piece. You know what I mean? You better preach. So I can respect that. You know what I mean? You better ask somebody. You remember, it's not where we start. It's where we finish from the bottom to the top. Now you hear me because we coming in hot.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot.
Get it, boy.
I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot.
Candace coming in hot. Candace coming in hot. Candace coming in hot. Candace coming in hot. Candace coming in hot. Don't think something wrong with me, Candace. It's okay. It's just, I go through these moments, you know, in time. And, you know, sometimes you just got to let it out. You know what I mean? It's all
good. Let it out, because, you know, when that bass drop, you know how we did. Hey.
How did you know I was standing up in the studio? What? All right, Candace, we're getting down to the last few minutes. I lied to Candace and told us it's gonna be 15 minutes. We already at an hour. See, I just lied. Sometimes you just can't tell people what you're gonna do. You just lie to them, and just, you know what I mean, and just let them roll through it. I was like, yeah, we're gonna be a hot 15 minutes and we're gonna be out of here. Well, we had a hot 50 minutes, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. But you know what? I think it was worth it. You know why? Because I think you dropped a lot of jewels here. And I think you dropped more jewels than you actually wanted to drop. You're trying to save them for your show. But don't worry. You got so much jewels embedded in you. I got a feeling every week you're going to come in hot. You know what I mean? In that aspect. Yeah. And that's the beauty of who you are. So if I ask you, what's the most important thing you ever learned about yourself? What would you say?
Most important thing I've learned about myself is it's okay to fail. And I say that to say failing is seasonal and life is made of a duration of seasons. So embracing seasonality is one of the best things that I could have realized and the best things that I could have recognized, because you don't stay in the same spot forever.
That's very, very powerful. And honestly, when you're coming into the world of success, you have to fail your way to success anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nobody that actually made it on the first go around. You know, people think that you're going to be hot overnight, and it just doesn't happen that way. You have to go through the journey, and the journey is what causes us to be at a point where we can serve others. So that's the beauty of, you know, going through that journey, because without a test, you don't have testimonials. You know what I mean?
All right.
You better go hallelujah, hallelujah, right up in this place. Hallelujah. You know what it is. You know what I mean? And that's what I love about the beauty of being able to share. And that's what I think you bring to the platform, and you're going to bring to the world globally. And when I said globally, from here to Dubai to the worldwide, you're going to hear Candace coming in hot. You hear what I'm saying? And that's just how it's going down. So, in your final thoughts here, Candace, if you can change one thing about the world, what would you change?
It's funny that you should ask. This is what I was going to say to everyone that is under the sound of our voices. If you have a dream, if you have a talent, if you know that there is something that you should be doing, I'm pretty sure you see celebrities and stars on the television and hear them on the radio all the time. What I would want to tell people is the only difference many a times between them and you is that they actually went for it and they put in the work. You have just as much talent. You can find the opportunity as well. So if I could pour anything into anybody, in my final words is go get it and go do it and start now.
Let me tell you something, Candace. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming through on the Benny Randall Show. You know what, we love to talk about everything, and I'm just so happy that you're part of the family. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, on June 19th at 12 noon, the Candace Chronicles blast off like you never heard before, right here exclusively on the Bashani Radio app worldwide. You hear what I'm saying? And she's gonna drop it like it's hot. And if you've enjoyed this interview, then you can just imagine what's to come when you just give her the microphone and she ain't gotta talk to me. You know what I mean? She's only being calm because she's talking to me right now. You know what I mean? Let me tell you, but when Candace get on one of her rants, let me tell you something, it's going down. Shots gonna be fired. So all I'm gonna tell you is, you know, just be prepared for what you hear. You know, because what you hear may be devastating to your ear. Oh, I just dropped that like that. I didn't even know I could drop it like that. You know what I mean? So. All right, Candace. I got one last question. All right. And this is a doozy.
Okay.
Why are you here?
I'm here to be impactful. I'm here to change lives, one listening ear at a time.
Nice and sweet, almost like she studied the Russell Simmons bag when he says, thank you for coming and good night. After she did all of that talking.
That is not a bad bag to study. If we don't get Russell results, we good.
There it is. So if people want to learn more about you outside of Bashani Radio, where could they learn more about you at, Candace?
So people can find me definitely on Instagram at Candace L. That is CANDACEELLE, as well as Facebook.
All right. And now you can find her on Bashani Radio app worldwide. And the good thing about it, on the app, you know, you can talk back to her. All you have to do is go to the feedback button and you can leave a 60-second message. You know, whether you like her show, you don't like her show, whether she pissed you off or made you mad, that's good. All I'm gonna ask you is to keep it clean. You know what I mean? Because I know sometimes y'all be going through it, and y'all be forgetting that everybody could hear this stuff, and we don't want to have to beep out everything you say, because we won't even know what you said if it's like beep, no, beep, and beep, and no, just, you know, be cordial, be respectful, but you can hit that feedback button and leave her a message for her show or for me or anybody on Bashani Radio. You know what I mean? And you never know, you might hear it aired on the show live and, you know, you get some clout for a second. You know what I mean? So it's not a game. So make sure you check her out on IG at Candace, CANDACEL. Is that ELLE or just
correct.
EL?
ELLE.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's Candace. CANDACEELLE. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle, baby. Until next time, we love you. And you can't do a damn thing about it. I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. And I'm coming in hot.
Do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot.
The Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.